Another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, the Man from Leng. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are reviewing the Guardian cards in Horror in High Gear, the third Mythos pack in the Innsmouth Conspiracy cycle. There are spoilers throughout if you care about that sort of thing. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. A quick reminder of how we rate cards here on The Whisper in Darkness. The best of the best get an Elder Sign, while the worst of the worst get an Auto Fail. And the cards in between get a +1/+0 or Elder Thing, respectively. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these player card reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. How are you doing, Nate?
I am doing well, Man from Leng. Thank you so much for asking. I am excited to get into some card reviews today.
Well, let's kick things off with the Guardian cards. The first Guardian card in the pack is Enchanted Armor. It is a one-cost asset that costs 2 experience points. It has a willpower skill icon and an agility skill icon. The ritual and armor traits: play Enchanted Armor under the control of any investigator at your location. And it has the forced effect: after damage and or horror is placed on Enchanted Armor, the owner of Enchanted Armor tests Willpower X, where X is the total amount of damage and horror on it. If the test fails, discard Enchanted Armor and assign the damage and or horror just placed on it elsewhere. It enters play with an asterisk under health and sanity, since you can theoretically stack as much of it on it as you can, barring the willpower skill test. And it is the first asset that takes up a body and an arcane slot. What do you think about this one, Nate?
This card is really interesting. I think it's also the first double asset that we've seen that can be put into play under another investigator's control, which is really cool. As far as getting this card to work, there really isn't much you need to do other than take damage and take horror. And as long as you can pass will tests, then you're in pretty good shape. I mean, that being said, if you happen to fail that willpower test, it can be pretty detrimental. So you definitely want to make sure you're passing these will tests. What's interesting to note is that you only have to assign the damage just placed on it. So if you happen to take like a couple damage on it and pass the will test, and then you take a couple more damage and you fail that will test, you only have to put 2 damage or horror wherever. So little interesting rules note about that.
Yeah, that's one of the rules mistakes I made when I initially read the card. I thought you had to move all the damage and horror, which would make this extremely difficult to play. But if you just have to move the damage or horror you just took, then it's much more reasonable, because you place it and then you take your test, and if you pass, hey, great, you don't have to worry about it. If you fail, you lose the card, and then you've got to find a new spot for the damage and horror. And if you've got a high enough willpower, potentially you could stack, I don't know, maybe Diana could probably stack 3 of each on here, or 6 and 6 of one and 0 of the other, and still have a reasonable chance of passing if you're willing to commit a few skill icons or resources to it. I guess that would be that'd probably be the biggest issue is your first couple damage and horror. You shouldn't be in too much. Passing that willpower skill test should be fairly straightforward. But as the damage and horror mounts on this thing, it's going to start to demand that you either commit cards and or resources to it in order to pass that test. And so is it worthwhile committing those resources to that, or is it better to save those cards and resources for other willpower skill tests? And I think that makes the card interesting, because it does give you the choice. It's just like, okay, well, there's nothing that says you have to place the any damage or horror you take on the armor, so you can save it, keep the armor around and just sort of keep it in your back pocket, maybe take a few damage and horror yourself, and then toward the end of a scenario. Say if you get hit and then you're in danger, then you can dump it on this card and you'd be good to go and have a pretty good chance of passing that willpower skill test. And I mean, this card is so cheap at one resource, and adding having the ability to soak both damage and horror is pretty nice. I guess the only downside I could really think of is that it does tend to favor the high. It's not really a downside either. It does tend to favor higher willpower guardians and off-class guardians like Diana, Leo, and Sister Mary, or like a tankier guardian like Tommy or Yorick might
Though he
be
has a
able.
high willpower too, so.
Zoe does too, yeah. And then I guess the only other downside would be that it does take up the body and arcane slots, which doesn't synergize well if you're playing a more spell based off-class mystic build like Mary or Diana. But now that there are Diana builds out there that don't use spells, and I assume there's probably Sister Mary builds out there that can do the same thing. So this slots nicely into those decks.
Yeah, it's also nice in multiplayer too, because you can put it on somebody else that maybe does have a high willpower and perhaps doesn't need the extra arcane slot. So you can cover a lot of damage, across the board that way too, which is cool.
Yeah, I just realized, like, if you're playing somebody like Tommy with this and you draw enough Elder Signs, you could be able to, like, take some damage and horror with this. And then if you draw an Elder Sign, you can shuffle that damage and horror back to Tommy to make the willpower skill test here a little bit easier for him. And then maybe you draw another Elder Sign and shuffle that damage and horror off to another asset that you might have played after this one or something like that.
Yeah, I was
So
going to
it's.
say, Tommy also has access to Jessica Hyde and Peter Silvestri too. So if he does happen to fail the willpower test, he can kind of push the damage and horror onto them respectively.
It does. I have played Bandolier though in Tommy for his gun, and this does sort of doesn't interact favorably with that because it does take the body slot. So that's something to consider if you're playing a Tommy build that uses Bandolier, so you can keep his gun around and keep his hands free. So how would you rate this card?
That's a tough call. I kind of want to say at first glance probably a plus one, but I feel like this might be one of those cards that I look at and say is cool and then I never actually play it. Just be like, this feels like cards 31 and 32 to me, and I think that might be more of the way I tend to play the game, where I tend to kind of ride the edge with my health and sanity totals.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same sort of position. I'd like to give it a plus one, but I think it's probably closer to a zero simply because I think it's going to be pretty good in a couple of different decks, but and reasonable in others, but I'm not too like I don't think it's certainly not Elder Sign territory. This doesn't, while this can absorb some damage and horror for you, there's also that possibility that you drop this on the table, take the first willpower skill test, draw an auto fail, and it's done. And that's not going to happen all that often, but it is certainly a possibility. And so at that point you've basically wasted an action and a resource for and gotten nothing out of it. So I don't think I think I'm going to stick with zero simply because, I think there are a couple of decks that can probably put this to very good use, but that the fact that it relies a lot on a skill test in order to stick around is a bit of a concern.
Yeah, the other knock against this card too is that it doesn't actively help you get clues or deal damage. It just prevents you from losing.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
I think
think I
it's a
would
better
agree.
option though. If you are ending up, I mean, it's nice that compared to some of the other cards that we've seen, like Bulletproof Vest or the Elder Sign Amulet, like there you're forced to choose between do I need the health, the damage soak, or do I need the sanity soak? And in this, I mean, you've got an option, right? It's just like you can use this just to soak damage, and it still it works perfectly fine, or sanity. So if you are if you feel like your deck needs something like that, this is a much cheaper option for Guardians, because what is it, Bulletproof Vest is 3,
I think. So yeah, it costs 3 experience too, so
yeah, so it's more expensive both in experience points and resources. So I think this, if you do need that sort of effect, this is easily one I would take over that. But yeah, I think I'm going to stick with 0 on this one. And but I could see myself playing this. The next Guardian card in the pack is Blessing of Isis. It is a 2-cost asset that costs 3 experience points. It has a wild skill icon, the ritual and bless traits. And it has the response, when a second bless token is revealed during a single skill test at your location, exhaust Blessing of Isis, cancel that token, and treat it as if it were an Elder Sign token instead. Return both of those tokens to the Chaos Bag after this test ends. I've really went back and forth on this card today, and so I sat down and did some of the math on it, and the odds of triggering this are not good if you are just pulling regular tokens from the Chaos Bag. Even if you have 10 blessed tokens in a, say, an Innsmouth bag, you've only got a 10.34% chance of triggering this. If you're playing with Olive or Favor of the Sun, the odds increase dramatically. You can get as high as 25% with Olive and 31% with Favor of the Sun. And I didn't bother calculating what you could achieve with both of those. But if you were playing both of those, say, in a Father Mateo deck. But yeah, I think this is one of those cards. I think, I mean, drawing an Elder Sign token is amazing in Mateo and not very good in most other investigators. The only one that really stood out to me was Zoe Samros, who gets +1 damage.
And the damage is contingent on whether or not you're actually attacking an enemy, so it's very niche in that regard. Yeah, this card is, it's one of those kind of case in point kind of problems with cards that deal with pulling tokens out of the bag, is that the chances of doing it are so low, and while the benefit of getting an Elder Sign is nice, it's hard to really get reliable use out of. Even if you do dedicate your whole deck to it, this costs 3 experience, which is also a lot.
Yeah.
For an effect you might honestly see once a game, I don't know.
Yeah, I think there's probably a Mateo build out there. If you built it with Mateo, who is playing all of McBride and Favor of the Sun, and then went in on this, because it is a slotless, non-unique asset, you could have 2 of these on the table, and potentially one of the issues with this is it does exhaust, so you can only use it once per turn in most circumstances. And every time, one of the problems with this card is that if you take a skill test and you draw a bless token, but you do not trigger Blessing of Isis, your odds of triggering Blessing of Isis on a future skill test actually goes down, because you no longer have those blessed tokens still in the bag. But I think if you were able to build, say, Mateo with all of McBride, Favor of the Sun, throw a couple of these in there, his Elder Sign effect is so good, that ability to take that extra action, that I think you could probably get the value out of this. Zoe might be able to do the same thing, since she can take Olive with one of her 2, if you play 2 copies, 2 of her 5 special slots, being a Dunwich Investigator, she could pick up Favor of the Sun. And then if she was primarily probably in multiplayer, just it's like her only job is to kill enemies, getting that extra damage reliably would be pretty good. But the Elder Sign effects of most Guardians aren't that interesting that I would be like, hey, I need an Elder Sign. Like, I think Carolyn, she gets to heal a horror on herself or an ally. Leo gets to draw, search his deck for, or draw an ally, I believe it is. Roland just gets plus X, I believe it is, how many clues are at his location. And the thing about this card is it seems really good in Mateo, and then in everybody else it just seems like you're paying anywhere from 3 to 6 experience points in action and 2 resources for a card that's basically win more. It's like, I've already drawn a Bless token, so I'm already 2 up before the pull, and now you're drawing an Elder Sign token, which just guarantees that you were going to pass it anyway, and you get some in most cases a minor effect, Mateo exempted, of course.
You know, one thing I have noticed, though, because I've recently started playing on hard difficulty, is that the Bless tokens have a lot more value in that difficulty. Whereas, like, drawing 2 Bless tokens at a -6, you'll actually pass those tests, but in standard, it's definitely win more. But in harder difficulties, it actually helps a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely see that when you've got -8s and stuff like that floating around in the bag, and you're taking much more difficult skill tests, every Bless token you can pull is a big helping hand. But as someone who plays mostly standard, and I think probably the majority of the people out there play at that level, this sort of effect is, I think it's probably something Mateo builds around, and everybody else is kind of like shrugs and buys something else.
So why would you rate the card, Man from Lang?
I think in the right Mateo build, it might be an Elder Sign, or at least a +1 for sure. But maybe in Zoe, you could get it up to a +1. But I think in everybody else, man, I might even go as low as Elder Thing for everybody else. It's just not the type of card that I think is necessary. You're already passing the skill test, getting that unless your Elder Sign ability is amazing. I don't think it's worth the effort. And the fact that you need to draw, if you're not playing some sort of chaos bag manipulation, the odds of this triggering are just so low that it's just not worth your time.
Yeah, my feeling about the Mateo deck is, like, if you're gonna play this and a bunch of Bless cards to try to draw Elder Signs, why aren't you just playing Olive and cards that help you draw Elder Signs? Like, why are you, like, putting yourself through this extra hoop, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I would give the card an Elder Thing overall. For me, it's the experience cost. It just costs too much experience. By the time that I want to include something like this in my deck, I probably already am in need of, like, a weapon, or I need a better way of getting clues, or I need something else. Whereas this card is, like, so low on the totem pole in my priority list that I probably would never honestly include it. Unless I was building a specific deck around it.
Yeah, I think that's the problem with a lot of these cards, is that, you know, when you're upgrading your deck, your first choices are, will this help me fight and kill enemies more efficiently, or will it help me gather clues more efficiently? And then these sorts of effects sort of get pushed down the list by those cards. And I think the only reason I would be so high on it in Mateo is simply because it does his Elder Sign ability to gain an extra action. I think if you could leverage this card enough, you might generate enough actions over the course of the game to make it worth your while. But I'd need to test that. Like, I saw some on the Discord server, I did see some preliminary talk that this was pretty good in Mateo, that it was very, very, you know, it was reliable and you could trigger it quite a bit. So there's that, you know, that positive in its corner. But This is really a card that I think you need to build around, because A, you need the chaos bag manipulation to get it to trigger reliably. You need some sort of engine to keep the chaos bag topped up with blessed tokens, because while this throws the tokens back into the bag, every test that you take that doesn't makes this card worse. It exhausts, so you're only going to get to choose, you only get to do this once per turn, and there's no guarantee that you're going to draw the two blessed tokens that turn on that test, right? It's just like, hey, I investigated three times, I drew, you're trying to draw those, the blessed tokens, and it's just not happening. And then, of course, just the expense again is pretty high, so. Yeah, I think I'd probably go as high as Elder Sign in Mateo, but I'd be down at Elder Thing, I think, in everybody else. That's going to do it for our look at the Guardian cards in Horror in High Gear. We had Enchanted Armor and Blessing of Isis. Enchanted Armor, a unique card in that it takes up a body slot and an arcane slot and lets you soak a variable amount of damage and horror. And Blessing of Isis, probably a card that you're building around, not something that you are going to put in your deck typically. Any final thoughts, Nate?
Yeah, just what a mixed bag in general from the Guardians in this pack.
Yeah, I keep, I don't know, we've seen some of the good stuff coming up in the final Mythos pack. The preview for that pack into the Maelstrom had some pretty powerful cards. I don't think the Guardian cards were spoiled. So we had, what was the Smite card last pack that was pretty good. But this is... It just seems we're getting into a lot of these cards that we're seeing now, and I think this happens throughout many of the cards in this pack are for specific investigators. It's just like there is an investigator or two investigators who can really leverage the card, and otherwise it won't see much play.